And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick. Tonight, well, we're going to try a Cabernet Sauvignon tonight. It's been a little while since we tried one, so we're going to try one this evening. And not only a cab, but we're also going to try a beer from a local brewery here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And looking forward to trying that one out as well. I actually purchased it a few weeks back, and I've been meaning to put it up here on the show and review it. We just had other things getting in the way. But tonight, we're going to do it. So I'm looking forward to it. Also, we have a lot of fun planned tonight. We're going to, of course, pair it with some foods. My wife made a really, really neat little display tonight with the food, as she usually does. And this one is appropriate for one of the national days, of course. So we're going to be toasting the national days. And we'll also be talking a little bit about 100 TV. I'm going to show off one of the promos for one of the other shows, big shows on 100 TV Network. That, you know, I am a part of. So we're looking forward to that. And a few other things. We'll do some dad jokes and we'll just have a great time. Now, if you're joining me for the first time or for the 208th time, because this is the 208th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. You see this paper right here? Well, these are my show notes. And this is the itinerary that I put together for tonight just to keep things moving. But, you know, we don't always follow this verbatim and we go off the beaten path lots of times because the show is not about me. The show is somewhat about the wine, but it's really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, having a great time with our favorite libations, our favorite snacks, whatever they are. Just kicking back, relaxing, and forgetting about the worries of the week and the worries of the day. Just kicking your shoes off, and just sit back and just having a good time. That's what this show is about, you and me getting together. Now, you can join me in the chats. We are live everywhere we can be right now. We are live in the chats, and I'll tell you where you can chat with us live. And let me pull that up here. There we go. No, right here. We are live on the Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/DrinkWithRick. YouTube is at DrinkWithRick. Twitch is DrinkWithRick and the number one. So you go to twitch.tv/DrinkWithRick1. It's all one word. DrinkWithRick and the number one, not spelled out one. Twitter, yeah, we're not doing a live stream on Twitter, but you can tweet me there. It's fine. Odyssey, we are live with a live chat, and Odyssey is at DrinkWithRick. Colon and the number 7. So that's how that's working. And of course, you can watch live on our page, our homepage at drinkwithrick.com. I don't have a live chat going there, but if you click on that post for tonight's show, and you know what? Let me get that up because I did not make it live yet. Okay, now we should be live. I'm trusting that we are. Somebody can check it out. If we're not live there, let me know in the chats, and we'll see if we can fix that on the fly, so to speak. But we should be live. If you click on that post for tonight's episode, you'll get a comment box down at the bottom, and you can type in your comments. I will respond in kind. It won't be right away, but I'll see it after the show, and I'll respond to it, and we'll read them on the show next week. And that's how that works. Pretty much, you can also follow and subscribe and, you know, on all these places that you want to do that, and YouTube and Twitch and Odyssey and whatever, follow, subscribe, whatever you want to do, that's fine. You don't have to. It's not a hard and fast rule. If you like the show, please do. It'll help support the show. If not, it's okay. If you're just watching passively now or later, it is still just fine. I'm just glad you're here and watching and we're together. You can also buy me coffee if you want. If you want to help support the show, it's not mandatory or anything like that. The show is free to watch just the same. So you're good. Also on let's see. Oh, yes, to subscribe to the podcast. If you can't watch now or watch later, you can always listen to the podcast anytime. We go, we put the podcast, it's not live, but we go out there on Monday nights, the following Monday night from when this show airs. Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, Podcast Index.org, and by email. Now, if you go to drinkwithrick.com, click on the subscribe page, click on that blue button that says by email, put your email address in the box, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick, the podcast, as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's just for the podcast. That's really all that that's for. Okay, so that's pretty much what we got going on here. And before I get to opening the wine, let's check the chats here real quick. And, you know, I've got to put my good evening text in the chat here. I didn't do that, did I? Okay, and my lovely wife, Cheese, in the chat on YouTube, she says hello and hello right back at you. I have to show you what she made tonight. And let's see. Let me just get everything up here. There we go. We're up on Odyssey and Twitch. Wow, we have folks in Twitch. Photo Ray is on Twitch. He says, hey, hey. And Photo Ray, right back at you. It's great to see you here, my friend. And X86 says, good evening, Rick. Good evening, chat. And good evening to you, too, X86. I'm glad you're here. Task Cults is in the chat also. Says, what's up, all? And it's really great to see everybody here tonight. I'm glad you're here. Task says, a pawn has not completely matured until it is full grown. G-R-O-A-N. That's a good one. I like that one. A pawn is not completely matured till it is full grown. We're right out of the gate with dad jokes. It's fine. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Just put your dad jokes right in there. All right. So let me show you what we have for tonight for the wine, and then I'll show you what we have for the beer. Here's the wine. The wine is Medina Gap. It is a Paso Robles wine. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles, California. And this is the back of the wine. I'm going to read the back of the wine for you here. It says Medina Gap. This is a 2020 Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles. Medina Gap is our place right in the middle of Paso Robles, a place unlike anywhere else, where the heat of a summer day gives way to the chill of the sea breeze cascading over the coastal ranges each afternoon. Sounds like there should be a tune that goes along with this, huh? Where we tell the story of a city that has attracted untamable spirits for over 150 years. Where we celebrate the vibrancy of a community that has made this town the Wild West of California wine. But perhaps the thing that sets this place apart the most is the wine that these lands produce. Big, bold, and unapologetic, fruit-forward and full-bodied wines with medium tannins, memorable in every sense, just like Paso Robles. This is it's vented and bottled by Medina Gap Cellars, Parlier, California. I don't know how to pronounce it. And there is 14.5% ABV in this 750-milliliter bottle of wine. So this is the wine that we've got tonight. Looking forward to trying it out. It's been a while since we opened up a Cabernet, so looking forward to it. And let's see what we got going on in the chat. Oh, Tass says, if a fire hydrant has H2O on the inside, what is on the outside? Oh, boy. K9P. Yeah. Very good. That's actually pretty clever. H2 on the inside, K9P on the outside. Yeah, I guess that's true. Actually, you know, it's funny. What makes some of these dad jokes funny is that they're actually, some of them are actually closer to reality, especially these days. So, no more commentary on that for now, but I'm going to go ahead and open this bottle of wine. Well, we still have some some wits about us to do that. Here we go. All right, there's that little foil cap off here. And let's see. Oh, yeah, where's my corkscrew? My mechanical corkscrew. Oh, well. All right, let's get the mechanical corkscrew so I can uncork, or as I like to say, decork the wine. Wow, that's a healthy pop right there. I'll save that. I'll remove the cork later. All right, and let's go ahead and put the aerator in the bottle. It's clean. I cleaned it from last week. It's kind of hard to tell because I think last week or so we opened a white. So it's easier to tell if it's dirty from the red wine because it's, you know, it's all red stained. But when the white wine goes in there, it's like, did I clean that or not? I don't know. I'm pretty sure I did. Maybe I didn't. I don't know.
Good evening.
All right. Well, and to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway Irish crystal glass given to me by my employers at bytwowayradios.com. Of course, to hold the glass, I have my official Drink with Rick coaster. And if you check the website out, check the show notes later, we'll tell you how to get a pair of those free if you'd like to get a pair of them. All right, I've got some wine in the bottle. I got some wine out of the bottle and into the glass, and I'm going to give this a nice swirl. Let's give it a really good little swirl. Get some oxygen in it. We're going to oxygenate this wine with a really good swirl. Then I'm going to set it aside for just a moment. And while it's oxygenated, let's go back to the chats for a moment, and then we will learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, X86 says it's alcohol, you'll be fine. There is a lot to be said for that, yeah. Actually, yeah, it's you're probably not wrong about that. Okay, let's see. Everything's good in the chats. All right, let's get to the. I'm going to show you in a few minutes what my lovely wife Chi prepared for us because it's really, really nice, and it is apropos for one of the national days that we are going to toast tonight. All right, so where was I? Oh, yes, the wine. Okay, I checked around to learn some more about this wine, this Medina Gap Paso Robles Cabernet Sauvignon. It's 2020. I really couldn't find it much anywhere. Vivino didn't have it listed, from what I could tell. It was listed on their site, the Medina Gap site. I did pull that up, and I got some information from there. Also on, where is this? Total Wine. Total Wine had it listed there because that's where I purchased it. But before I get to the price on that, let's learn a little bit about the wine in terms of the technical notes here that I pulled from their website at Medina Gap. Now, this has 14.5% alcohol by volume, and it has a pH level, 3.61. To be honest, I really don't know how that works, but I did find out about this cab. This is a red blend. This is actually a red blend with this cab. So, it's this is one of the little things about Cabernets. A lot of the Cabernet wines are not 100% cabs. This is also true of Merlots and a few other, a lot of other wines. But as long as it has, I believe, about 80% Cabernet in it, as long as that's 80%, then they can mix a lot of other wines in there and they can still label it as a Cabernet Sauvignon. That is important to note because this one is a red blend. It has 85% Cabernet. Okay, this is according to their website. So I'm assuming that this is accurate. 85% Cabernet, 10% Petit Syrah, 5% Petit Verdot, and 100% Paso Robles. It's 100%. In other words, it's all from Paso Robles, all of these grapes. So 100% Paso Robles, but 85% Cab, 10% Petite Syrah, and 5% Petite Verdot. So that's what is going on this wine. Now, I have said many times in the past that red blends are not, when I see red blends on the shelf, I see it's a red blend. If it says red blend on the label, and I see some other wines that will say maybe like a Syrah or Bordeaux or something like that, you know, I kind of know what to expect from the Bordeaux's, you know, because a lot of them are blends too. So I'll see Chiantis and things like that. If I see it just say red blend and that's all, I oftentimes will pass it up because I'm not a real big fan of red blends in general. Now, yes, there have been wines that we've tried that were red blends that I picked up and I really thoroughly enjoyed. But there are other red blends. It's kind of a tricky thing. You know, blending these wines together is kind of a tricky thing, and there's kind of a science to it, so to speak. So it's not always successful, and sometimes you'll get a red blend that's just bleh. You know, it really is, at least to me, to my palate, to my untrained palate, my everyman palate, they're just kind of bleh. Some people might like it. There are other red blends that are just they just did it right. It all comes together just perfectly, and that's great. This, I don't know about. I have no idea. I have been told it's a decent wine, but that's, you know, from the place who sold it to me. So we have to take that, you know, with a measure of salt sometimes. So let's go ahead and give this a little tasting, and or let's give it a little whiff first, okay? Oh, yeah, it does smell fruity. And it does smell like a lot of red fruits and mixed with a couple of other things in it. Let's give it a little taste. Okay, yeah. I would say they said it's fruit forward. I would say yes, it is fruit forward. A fair amount of tannin in it. It says medium tannin, but I'd say it's maybe just a little bit more than medium tannin. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. It kind of depends on what they mean by medium tannin. I often say medium tannin when I can kind of, you know, the tannins are there, but they're not really, really heavy. This is kind of medium to full tannin, in my opinion, but that's just on the first taste. It's on the first taste. Well, we'll see. There is some black cherry in this. It does taste like black cherry. Mm-hmm. Definitely some black cherry. And a little hint, I want to say a little hint of strawberry in it, too. A little bit. Just a slight bit. It has a fairly long finish. And, yeah, I can kind of taste going down, it's a long finish. It's a long finish, medium to heavy tannin. It's not really heavy, but yeah, I will say medium. It's okay. Medium is kind of like a broad spectrum, I guess. But it has a long finish. It has a fairly smooth finish, but it's fruity. I will agree. It is fruit forward. I will agree with that. And it is a little bolder than I would have expected. It's a fairly bold wine. It is. It's fairly full bodied. Oh, it's not super full bodied. It's medium to full bodied. And it does have a nice complexion to it. However, once again, it does have some legs to it, actually. It does. It actually has some nice legs to it. And I haven't checked that out in a while for these wines, but it does. It's okay. So far, it's not bad. It's all right. I'll have to try this out for a while and see how it fares. And we'll have to pair it with the foods. Let's go back to the chats for just a moment. Let me get back to the chats and see how things are going on there. Facebook, kind of quiet. And Odyssey, we're good. And Twitch, that's where the action is, as usual. Taz says, cab is great in a wine reduction sauce for steaks. It is. Cabs are really pretty good. And you know what? When you want to marinate a steak, that's a pretty good overall. That's a pretty decent type of wine overall to add to marinate a steak with. And actually cook on a steak. I've done this. I'm sure you have done this task. But when I'm grilling steaks in the grill, sometimes I'll just take, you know, I've got a little glass of wine that I haven't drunk out of yet, of course. Take a glass of wine and then pour a little bit over the steak while it's cooking, you know, maybe to kind of get the fire going and kind of get a little flavor in there. I've done that. Not a whole lot. I don't dump the whole bottle on or anything. Just, you know, sprinkle a little bit on there and watch the flames shoot up a little bit. And then it's good. You can do that. You can do that with some bourbon too, actually. A good bourbon, a steak that has a little bit of a bourbon flavor in it is not bad either. It's not bad at all. Photo Ray says, Twitch is where you're true geeks go to, Rick. Yes, Twitch is where all your true geeks go. That's pretty true. Although, not meaning to get back in the commentary that I started a couple of weeks ago, that Twitch, I don't know how much longer that's going to stay that way on Twitch. The Twitch keeps treating their creators and their viewers the way they keep doing, the way they've been doing last month. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know. Kick, I haven't signed up for Kick yet, but we're looking at it seriously for a couple of projects, for a couple of things. One that I know that Twitch will not allow us to do. So I'm having to look at other platforms to, you know, make sure that we can do it on the other platforms. The platforms that I have an idea. I don't want to jump ahead of myself here, but we have a project. My son and I have a project in the works for some streaming, and we want to try to launch it in the next couple of weeks. And we're looking at signing up for Kick and running an Odyssey, because those are the two platforms right now that it looks like we'll be able to do the things we want to do on it. And I'm talking about things that have to do with maybe monetizing a little bit, something that Twitch will not let us do. And first of all, Twitch wants to be the only place where you stream, but second, it has some restrictions as far as the monetization is concerned. I don't think they would let us get away with it, at least not very long. So that's why we're looking at those other venues. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't want to spill the beans. No spoilers here. But keep an eye on it. And actually check the Drink with Rick blog. If you go to drinkwithrick.com and check the blog, I will be posting updates on this and the soon-to-launch new stream that we're going to be doing. And I think you'll like it. And it, as a geek and a tech, you may really like this. It might be just up your alley, because it's I don't want to say any more about it right now. But keep an eye on the blog at drinkwithrick.com, and you'll get more information as it's posted. Photo Ray says, they all seem to go back and forth. YouTube has been nasty also. Yeah, well, you know what, though? Lately, YouTube has kind of let up a little bit on some of that. They've become a little bit more lenient with some of that. Now, once again, as far as the monetization options are concerned, yeah, they don't like you monetizing or embedding ads in your streams and things like that. but they seem to be a little bit more lenient on it than Twitch. And the kind of thing that we are planning to do, that we are wanting to do here, is a little bit, takes a little bit, a couple of steps further than just baking in ads into the show for monetization. It's going to take a little step further, but I think it'll be exciting and fun. I don't really see anybody else doing it right now, so that's why I don't want to say anything just yet. Anyway, that's what I've got in mind. I do want to talk about 100 TV, though. We'll talk about that in a little bit as soon as we get to the pairing of the food and the national days. And I have a promo for one of the other shows, so I don't have to run my own promo all the time and talk about that and show off a little bit about 100 TV and what that network is all about. So stick around for that. Okay, in the meantime, let's go to Camera 3. And let me show you what we have to pair it with tonight. Okay, it looks pretty sparse, doesn't it? It's the angle. It is a little bit. It's intended to be a little bit tonight because we're going to have a light show tonight. It's going to be a lighter show. my pun was wrongly timed. Anyway, so we've got this here. We've got a couple of items. We have a meatball up there, a meat the ball. This is a special meatball that was made by my wife, Chi, tonight for dinner. And it was really, really good. And I ate a lot of them. And she has her own special sauce. And she won't tell me everything that's in the sauce because it's a secret sauce. It's her secret sauce. Yeah, it literally is. And then we have some cheese. We only have one type of cheese. And we have, it looks like a pierogi over there in the corner. We'll try each of it with the wine. Okay, what's that? What's that it's sitting on? Okay, let me show you what it's sitting on. No, wait. We got to wait for the national days. Yeah, I don't want to spoil it. I think I already did. But can anybody guess what that is? And okay, I'm going to run this by it. Can anyone guess what this is right here? It has to do with the national day, but I'm wondering if you can guess what it is because we're looking at it from overhead. I'll show you a shot from the front later, and then you'll get it right away. But I'm going to find out first if anyone in the chat can guess what that is. We'll see how many geeks we actually have here. X86 says, is that eggplant? Yes, actually, it is eggplant. You are correct. It is eggplant. It's eggplant, but it has been shaped into something. It has been carved and shaped into something. As you know, my lovely wife, she likes to make things out of vegetables and whatever, and oftentimes there are things that have to do with one of, or more of the national days. So that's a clue. But yes, that is eggplant. It is. All right, well, let's get to the tasting real quick, and we're going to start off with tasting this meatball. And here's the thing about this meatball. I'm going to take the meatball off of here, I guess. All right. The thing about this meatball is it has a special sauce on it. And as I understand it, she's not going to tell me the entire recipe, but it does have some, it's kind of a barbecue kind of thing, but it's not really barbecue sauce. It's something else. It has a little bit of, I think, what does it have in here, Chi? She told me, and I can't remember everything that's in here. I think there's Worcestershire sauce. It's spelled Worcestershire, but it's people pronounce it Worcestershire. And it has a couple other things in here. I think she also said it has some hot sauce in here too. So it is kind of it's pretty spicy. We'll see if it goes well with this. And these are really good meatballs. That's the last one from our meal, by the way. Wow, I like that. I should have opened this wine at dinner. That was pretty good. Wow, I should have another taste of that. But I could just be eating here all night, and who wants to watch me do that? Eat along with me. It's fine. Please do. And tell me what you're drinking. All right, I'm going to clear the palate here. And it is spicy. Well, not super hot, but it's kind of spicy. All right, let's go back to camera three. Let's try it with one of these cheeses, this piece of cheese here. This is the Trader Joe's. We only had one here, but it was the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Let me go to camera two. There we go. This should go pretty well with this. I'm guessing. Again, the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, really creamy. The tannins, I think there's more than just kind of medium tannin in the wine, but it's good. It's good. I like the tannin in the wine. I think this goes pretty well with a good steak. I think it would. And as was mentioned in the chat earlier, Taskool said that it would probably be a good wine to make a marinade with. so you can marinate the wine or marinate the wine. You geeks would know what I mean by that. You know, the old, it's only there. Fireball XL5, Thunderbirds. Yeah, Thunderbirds are go. Fotoray says, Taz says, that's a spicy a meatball in Jim Carrey mask voice. Yeah, Fotoray says, unless it's supposed to represent Meteor Day. No, is there a Meteor Day? Is it Meteor Day? I don't know. Is there a Meteor Day? Probably is. I don't think there is a Meteor Day. Let me go ahead and clear the palate one more time. All right, let's try it with pierogi. That's the only thing we haven't tried it with. Oop, the wrong camera. Here's camera three. Let me try it with the pierogi. A piece of pierogi. It's pretty cold now, actually. Pretty cold. It's a potato in here. Spicy. Buttery. Pretty good. But cold. Now, this wine by itself is not that peppery, but when mixed with this pierogi, it really becomes pepper. I mean, it's really peppery. Interesting. I like some pepper on here. It's good. I like it. Not bad. Okay, I think the pairing went pretty well overall. The wine's starting to grow on me a little more, literally. But it really is. It's not bad at all. The tannins are becoming they're becoming more medium. I think as this wine's opening up, and I think it has a long finish, but it's not overpowering. The 14.5% alcohol, and as you know, I'm not really a fan of really high alcohol content in the wines if I can taste the alcohol, because sometimes the alcohol kind of overpowers the taste of the wine. This is not really the case so far. So far, the alcohol is in check, and I can taste the black cherry. I can taste, I can taste the strawberry. I want to say there's a little blackberry in here too, maybe. But overall, not bad so far. I think that does it for the tasting. And Fodoroy says, look further up the comments. You missed one. Oh, I did? Oh, I did. Sorry. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Fodoroy says, that looks very similar to the thumbnail for World UFO Day. LOL. Ah. I think Fodoroy's onto something here. Looks very similar to the thumbnail for World UFO Day. Fodoroy might be onto something. Tass says, he's saying to Fodoroy, it's spelled meteor. M-E-A-T-I-E-R. So, Meteor Day. I get it. Fodoroy says, unless it's supposed to represent Meteor Day, he says M-E-T-E-O-R, and then Tass says, it's spelled M-E-A-T-I-E-R, Meteor. I know, something gets lost when I'm reading these things, and when you're doing puns that are more wordplay than, you know, that are more spelled out as wordplay than spoken wordplay. Fodoroy says he's not going to see it now. it's in June in National Day's calendar. Yeah, so you looked. Okay, it's fine. It's no problem. No worries. It's no cheating here. It's not as if anybody's cheating. No, it's fine. So it's you're right. Fodoroy got it, and yeah, he looked it up. Fodoroy looked it up. I guess that's okay. Well, since we're doing that, since we're on the subject, let's go ahead and toast the National Days. So we'll go ahead and put our National Day toast up there, and we'll toast the National Days, and including that one. And starting off with the National Days to toast, everybody have your glasses ready, and whatever it is that you're going to toast with, it's all toast the National Days together. June 24th, 2023. Saturday, the first National Day to toast is actually a global day, Global Smurf Day. Did you know that today is Global Smurf Day?
Oh, great.
It is. Global Smurf. I was never a fan of the Smurfs. I know some people love the Smurfs when they were kids. Some people love them now. Some people are kids now who love the Smurfs, but I never really got into the Smurfs, to be honest, but it's, here's to Global Smurf Day. Why not? I'll drink to that. Never kept up with the Smurfs much. It's also National Pralines Day. I'm not a pralines fan either, but if you like pralines, let's go ahead and toast it together. Here's to National Pralines Day. Sure, why not? It's also International Fairy Day. Yes, International Fairy Day. I don't have anything for that, but do I have a fairy anything on here for National Fairy Day?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't have anything for National Fairy Day. I don't have anything for National Fairy Day. Okay, well, here's the National Fairy Day. I'll drink to that. It's also International Ragweed Day, as if we need that. Do we really need an International Ragweed Day? Do we really need International Ragweed Day? No, I don't know. But it's International Ragweed Day. Why not? It's also National Patch Day. I didn't look that up. Probably has something to do with patches. Why not? Let's do that. And it's also National Take Back the Lunch Break Day. I will drink to that. Take back the lunch break. I didn't know that the lunch break was missing. I didn't know it was gone. But I guess for some people, the lunch break is not there. Now, I do know that when my kids were... Yeah, I got to take this hat off. I do know that when my kids were going to one of the which school was it? Was it the middle school or was it the, I'm trying to remember. I think it might have been their last year of grade school or not grade school, but elementary school or when they were in middle school. The schools were really having to juggle their schedules around. And to do that, one of the things they did for the year was they cut down the lunch break to something like 15 minutes or something. It was a ridiculous amount of time, 10 to 15 minutes for a while. And the parents just got, you know, the kids got upset, the parents got upset, and they had to go back there and change it. It used to be a 30-minute lunch period. And when I was in school way back in the day, it was a 30-minute lunch period. You had time to eat your lunch and sit around with your friends and, you know, just shoot the breeze more or less for 30 minutes. Just kind of take a break from the school day, right? And then at some point when my kids were going to school, they had cut it down to 20 minutes, which is barely enough time. Well, I think first they cut it down to 25 minutes, which was you know, barely enough time for them to get to the cafeteria and sit down, eat their lunch, and just barely get back to class. And they cut it down to 20 minutes. And for some of these kids, for some of the classes where the classes were being held, like if they were in a portable outside or something like that, it could take them like 5 minutes just to walk to the lunchroom and another 5 minutes to walk back. So by the time they got to the lunchroom, they basically had 10 minutes to eat their lunch, just barely that. And, you know, it was a problem. It was a problem. One I hope they've since resolved, but wow. But, yeah, they took away the lunch break, essentially. Now, at work, I don't know. Everybody's job's different. National Take Back the Lunch Break Day. I'll drink to that. I'll drink to that. I'm all for lunch breaks. National Take Back the Lunch Break Day. All right, and it's also, everybody ready for this? Drum roll, please. It's also World UFO Day. That's right, it is World UFO Day. And in honor of World UFO Day, let me, where are my pictures? I didn't have that set up. No, that's not it. That's the beer. Yeah, we're going to have that too. Wrong picture, though. All right. In honor of World UFO Day, how did they get up there? That's weird. There we are. In honor of World UFO Day, we have this. My lovely wife, she made, out of eggplant, she made a UFO, a flying saucer. Yes, so Photo Ray, you were correct. It is World UFO Day, as if you had any doubt. Photo Ray says, I actually saw it last week when reading about UFO incidents in Arizona. Haven't they been increasing? Really? They have. Or maybe it's not so much they're increasing, it's just that they're being acknowledged more. Photo Ray says, I have pralines with me right now. Nothing wrong with that. Once again, National Praline Day. I'll toast you. Sure, why not? Let's toast National Praline Day again. But back to the... Okay, so this is the... My lovely wife, she made this out of an eggplant. Yes, she did. And this is... This is another shot of it, so you can get a better, because she wanted me to get a higher angle on it, so she felt like the angle for the first shot wasn't doing it justice, so I she told me to get a higher angle, a shot from a higher angle, and that I did, there it is. But that is, yeah, and I don't know what the deal was with this. I don't know what happened to this UFO thing. Oh, I know. It's not there. I was looking for another picture of UFOs. I thought I had some other pictures of UFOs. I guess not. All right. Anyway, so that's what it looks like. And it is made from eggplant. And it looks like it has a piece of orange rind and some other things there. It's sitting on top of a tortilla. Yes, that is a tortilla that it is sitting on top of. So here is to National UFO Day. I will drink to that. Yeah, to National UFO Day. And also let's do it this way. There we go. That works. We'll toast it this way too. On the extraterrestrial highway. I'll drink to that. All right. So, I think that does it for the national days. That's good for the national days. Anyway, I don't want to overdo it with this wine. This is a pretty what? Tess says, Photo Ray says, that's very creative. Nice. And I think they like your flying saucer, your UFO, your national UFO for National UFO Day. Taskel says, wow. Photo Ray says, it's okay. Just show a picture of Taz, an unidentified farting object. Oh, my goodness. Taz, I didn't say that, by the way. I did not say that. I didn't say that. All right, so where was I? Okay. Let me check out what's going on Facebook. Kind of quiet on Facebook tonight. And my lovely wife, she's probably fallen asleep on me. I told her, I did promise her that we were only going to make this a 75-minute show instead of a regular 90-minute show. Usually it's an hour and a half, and then I would go on for 2 hours. But I do have to cut it a little bit short tonight because I have a couple of other things I have to do tonight before I go to bed. One of these is to edit this show, and one of them is to finish up an episode of Drink with Rick Rewind, which is running on currently running on 100 TV. And I do want to talk about that for a minute. But before we do that, we have one more thing to do. There's a cat on my head. Oh. Yeah, cats. All right, where was I? Okay. Yes, the beer. That's right. It's the beer. It's time for the beer. So this is what I've got for beer. I showed it accidentally a little while ago, but there it is. All right, so we're going to review this little beer here. Actually, it's not a little beer. It's a 16-ounce beer. This is one of those tall boys. And this is called Copper, and it is all beer. It is from the OMB, which is basically the, where is it, the Old Mecklenburg Brewery. And it's a local brewery here in Charlotte, Mecklenburg County. And, of course, I have it chilled in the official Drink with Rick ice bucket. Here it is, with some ice, yes. All right, we've got an ice cold beer. So we're going to switch gears for a while. Switch gears and pour some beer. I do have another one of these right here. We're going to need it too. All right, let's open up this Copper Alt beer. Let me show it to you one more time. This is what it looks like. It is from Charlotte, North Carolina, USA. This is the Old Mecklenburg Brewery. That's what OMB stands for. In Mecklenburg, North Carolina. And Mecklenburg is the county that Charlotte is in. This is 16 fluid ounces, or one pint. This is a pint of beer. 4.9% ABV. That's what this is. So we're going to pour it now. I guess I should get a long shot of this so you can see it being poured. Let's open up this beer and try it out. Okay, let's put a nice little head on it. There we go. Oh, yeah. There's a nice head on it. Whoa, is it going to overflow? Don't overflow. Okay, good. Perfect. Now, is that a perfect head or is that a perfect head? I'm talking about this head, not this one. All right, there's a perfect head. Now, that's a beer. That's a head of beer right there. All right, we're going to try this out. Now, I have never tried this copper beer before. I picked it up at Total Wine. By the way, it was Total Wine. By the way, I didn't tell you what I paid for this bottle of wine here at Total Wine. I believe I paid $15.99 for it. I think it's okay. You know, $15.99 seems fairly reasonable. I'll give you my final review at the end of the show. But as for this beer, different story here. Let me check the chats here one more time. Get back to the chats. Twitch is where it's happening, as always. All right, so Taz says, I tried donating blood yesterday. Never again. Too many stupid questions. Whose blood is this? Where did you get it from? Why is it in a bucket?
Ooh. Oh, great.
Photoway says, Taz, yikes, to go through all that just for $5. All right. Well, this head's starting to go down here. Let's have this try this beer. Oh wow, smells interesting. You know what? I need to do this first. I need to. Clear the palate so I'm not tasting wine when I'm supposed to be tasting beer. Oh, this has kind of a fruity flavor to it, or maybe that's my hands. I don't know. Who knows where my hands have been? I'll never tell. Copper. Wow, that's that's actually a pretty good beer. Has kind of, no, it doesn't taste like copper. I don't know what copper tastes like, but it has kind of a it's interesting. It doesn't tell you what it's supposed to taste like. Copper. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what this tastes like. Tastes like beer. Actually, it tastes like a pretty good beer. It has kind of a has a little bit of an oaky taste to it. A little bit. Yeah, I'm liking this beer. Not bad. It has a little bit of a fruit taste to it. I'm not really picking out exactly what it is because it seems to go back and forth with a little bit of oakiness, actually. Maybe I'll pick it out later. I bet this would go good with a meatball. Let's try it with a meatball. Just for fun. It does have kind of a barbecue kind of feel to it. I'm going to feel this in the morning. Yeah, it's pretty good with the meatball. A little spicy. And there seems to be just a little bit of a spicy note to it. Yeah, I'm liking this beer. Barkeep, pour me another. There we go. Keep them coming. All right, I like this beer. Pretty good. It looks nice too. It does have a nice copper color to it. Maybe that's why it's called copper. It does have kind of a copper color to it. It's not, I mean, it doesn't look like an IPA, of course. It's too dark. It doesn't look really like a Pilsner. It doesn't look like, it doesn't look like a dark beer. It doesn't look like, it's kind of something in between, somewhere in between that. It definitely doesn't look like a porter. It's lighter than that. It's sort of in between. Not bad. I think I'm done for the wine for the night. I'm in a beer mode now. Wow. Mm. Okay. Probably gonna feel all this tomorrow. All right, but that's good. I like it. I like the beer. It's called Copper. Once again, this is called Copper. It's from this is a craft beer from the Old Mecklenburg Brewery in Charlotte, North Carolina. It is an ale. It's not bad. I like it. It's pretty good. It's called what they call an alt beer. Alt beer. Oh, wow. That's good. I haven't really tried to me, but it seems Taz has the goods on this. Taz has the lowdown. Let me read what he says here. All right, this is what Taskles has. OMB's flagship Copper is an authentic Dusseldorf style altbier, German amber ale. Yeah, I guess it is an amber ale, isn't it? Its full-flavored start suggests notes of graham cracker, toffee, and caramel transitioning to a smooth and balanced finish. Alt beer is a hybrid beer. Although it's brewed as an ale, it is lagered or stored on the yeast at very cold temperatures for several weeks after primary fermentation. The result is a beer that combines the full flavor of an ale with the crisp, clean refreshment of a lager. Did this come from the brewery, from OMB? Is that where it came from? I just want to make sure I'm giving proper credit to wherever it's from. Okay, that's what I was tasting here that I thought was a little oaky. It's graham cracker. It has a graham cracker to it. It does. I really couldn't. Yeah, that's a graham cracker taste. Yeah. I couldn't pick that out. I was like, that's really familiar, but I couldn't really pick it out exactly what it was. But it's graham cracker. Yeah. It's a graham cracker taste. Wow. Caramel, toffee. Not so much caramel. Maybe a hint of toffee. Of course, caramel, a graham cracker and a toffee taste, they're not too far apart. Yeah, kind of tastes like a. In fact, that's kind of what I was thinking about. I was thinking of like a pie crust. I was thinking almost like a pie crust is what I was thinking in the beginning, but I didn't want to say it because, some pie crusts are like a graham cracker pie crust. But I was thinking to myself, this tastes a little bit like a pie crust, but I didn't want to say that because it just. I was like. Nah. but yeah, now that you mention it, yeah, it's kind of like a pie crust, like a graham cracker pie crust. That's pretty interesting. I like that. It's pretty good beer. I'll have to get some more of this. Oh, I recommend the beer anyway. Taz says yes from OMB. Okay, so that description came from directly from OMB. Just so for full disclosure. That description that I read from Taz Cools in the chat was from the Old Mecklenburg Brewery site. Thank you, Taz. Thank you, Taz. I tell you what, Taz, you get some applause for that because you did the groundwork. You did the homework. You did the groundwork where I didn't because I really didn't. I just pulled it off the shelf, put it in the fridge, and took it up, put it in this ice bucket. The official Drink with Rick ice bucket, by the way. And then I just open it up. I didn't really do any research on this at all. So many hours in the day, right? Taz, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. I'd like to send you something. I don't think I have anything to send you at the moment. Yeah, I cough. Task Cools get the prize whenever I figure out what it is. I don't know. Gets a prize. I wrote it down. Task Cools gets a prize. I just don't know what it is yet. I'll figure it out. I'll send one to you. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. Your participation is important. You drive the show. Once again, this is not my show. This is our show. We're all part of this show. Taz says, no need. I just like helping. Hey, I like rewarding for helping. I mean, no good deed goes unrewarded. I'll say that here on this show. That's how it works. All right. So we it's getting later every second. And my wife is saying, didn't you say 75 minutes for the show? Yeah, but I started about 5 minutes late. So we got a few minutes. Not long, but a few. All right. So that's what we got here. Is there something I missed? No. Okay. 100 TV. We got just enough time for that. Okay. So 100 TV. As you all may know or may not know, but are about to find out, I joined, this was back earlier this year, I was approached by a friend of mine, Ross Brand, and he says, how would you like to join 100 TV Network? It's a streaming network, and we're going to feature these creators who are featured creators onto the network. And I said, sure, why not? And he asked me to develop a show for it. And what I did was I came up with the Drink with Rick Rewind. I've shown the promo a couple of times, but I want to show you again. Now, this is it's a short promo here. It's, here you go. Here's a quick promo.
It's been a long Monday, but guess what? Now it's happy hour. Sit back, relax, and unwind with a Rewind. Drink with Rick Rewind, only on 100 TV.
So that's before the opening, the little teaser for the Drink with Rick Rewind on 100 TV. So it's been running for a couple months, and initially they were streaming it on Mondays, and my show was running at 4:30 on Monday afternoons. And then at some point they said, well, I'll tell you what, instead, we're going to just start, you're just going to start posting the shows onto the YouTube channel there. So that's what's going on now. So at this point, we're just running them on the YouTube channel. And I'm trying to get this up here. There's the webpage. But here's the webpage for the 100 TV website. I'm going to show you around just for a minute or two so you can get an idea of what's going on. 100 TV, this is from their website at 100TVNetwork.com. You can see I'm in the lower right-hand corner there. Champion independent creators and the people who love them. It is on YouTube. There's a whole, we have a bunch of big names here. Rob Greenlee is doing a show called Trust Factor. Ross Brand is doing the Stream Leader Report. Rebecca Gunter, The Business in the Raw. Nicole Sanchez, What You Need to Know with Nicole. Marissa Kelly, Resilient Events. Sue Ann is doing The Marketing Mirror. And this is all about marketing. Brigetti Limbana is doing Books with Brigetti. Joey Garrity, Red Carpet Guide to Branding and Marketing Live. And of course, this was from the Monday lineup. There are other creators there, but this was the Monday lineup originally. And of course, you see a familiar face there for Drink with Rick Rewind. And that was the opening lineup for the 100 TV network. So let me show you what we got for the YouTube channel. YouTube channel, this is what the YouTube channel is. You go to youtube.com/@ 100 TV network. You can see the shows that are running. You can see my mug there in the middle there with the Pricey Party Wines. We're running I think that's episode 7 there. That's the past episode that we've done. But you can see all these creators doing all of these shows for the network, along with promos and things like that. But this is the 100 TV network that I am now a part of, doing Drink with Rick Rewind, which is a replay of shows. Now, interesting thing about Drink with Rick Rewind, and for anyone who's been watching it on 100 TV, you're going to get a spoiler here. Drink with Rick Rewind is not just about the let me go back here for just a second. Not just about the wine stream. It's basically taking the wine stream and showing it's on several levels. One level is you're watching pieces of the wine stream from the beginning, but you're also, what you're watching is a show within a show. The Rewind is a show within a show, because what I do is I take the original stream, and I show how it progressed. What this show is really about, and the show is somewhat about the wine, like this one is, when I open a bottle of wine and I review it and all this kind of stuff, but it takes it a step further, as we kind of do here. Here, we're just doing the entertainment. On the Rewind, what we're doing, what I'm doing there is I'm actually showing the progression of how the show started from its very beginning and how it progressed over time. And it's sort of like in a, if you're familiar with the shows like How I Met Your Mother and things like that, where I'm actually giving a discourse, or I'm giving a history of the show and how it progressed, and how it led up to where it is now. And what it's intended to do, and this is the main spoiler here, which is actually going to be revealed in episode 8, the next episode, is that it's intended to show how to start a live stream and how it works. And not just, you know, it's not a matter of just getting your live stream together and just putting it up there, but it's all the things you have to go through and the progression, how it progresses to build your audience and things like that. So it's entertainment, but it's also about how to build and create a stream, as is basically what it is. So it shows a history of it. It shows a real live, in real life or IRL kind of example of how a stream is born and how it evolves. That's basically what the show is about. Kind of as a blueprint for doing, for folks who want to do a stream and build an audience and that sort of thing. All the trials and tribulations that go along with it. So that's what the show is basically about. Now, having said that, there is one of the other creators here on the show. Her name is Sue Ann, and she does a marketing show called The Marketing Mirror. And I have a promo for that, and I'd like to give her a shout out, as a matter of fact, for Sue Ann. And I'm going to show her promo now, if I can find out where I put it. It's right here. I had it. I didn't lose it. But here's an example of another show that's on the network, and it covers marketing and how-tos in marketing, that sort of thing, hints and tips and tricks for marketing. And this is hosted by Sue Ann. This is her promo called The Marketing Mirror.
Step inside the marketing mirror to uncover marketing secrets, discover gems, tactics, lessons, and campaigns you can use, next gen or fundamentals. Grab the marketing magic to improve your marketing and win more business. Only on 100 TV. only on 100 TV.
So that is the marketing mirror. Check it out if you're interested in you know, you've got any kind of a content-driven site or any kind of content that you're putting up there, you know, podcast or any kind of a stream or, you know, for Twitch streamers or whatever that need to, some marketing tips on how to grow their stream, things like that. Anyone with a blog, anything like that, anyone with a business and is needing some pointers, tips, and a guide on marketing their business, you know, check the Marketing Mirror out and some of these other shows that are on 100 TV. At this point, I'd also like to give Sue-Ann a shout out and say, here's to Sue-Ann and her show, The Marketing Mirror. Only on 100 TV. So that's what the network is about. And you can check it out. We've got episodes of Drink with Rick Rewind if you're interested in watching that. I cut out all the dull parts in the show. So it moves along. It doesn't drag too much, I don't think. It moves along pretty good, I think, after all the editing. So check it out, Drink with Rick Rewind, only on 100 TV. That's pretty much what I've got for tonight. And, of course, a few more dad jokes. I wanted to pick up the chicken jokes a little bit because I tell you what, I've got a ton of chicken jokes that I collected over time. By the way, did I give you this one last week? I had a great one, and I couldn't remember what it was last week. And then, I think I said it all right. I said it, yeah. I'm pretty sure that I gave you this one. What did Han Solo name his clone? Han Duo? Yeah. That didn't reserve a rim shot. You know what that really deserved? Photo Ray says, I got my sticky pads the other day, Rick. Thanks. Well, Photo Ray, I'm glad that you did. Thanks. Thanks for being part of the show, by the way. And you know what? They're actually handy. These sticky pads are actually handy, and they do a good job. And I got a ton of these things here to give away. So anybody who doesn't have a sticky pad, email me at rick@civilianmedia.com. And as long as I have them, I'll send you some sticky pads. I just sent them. This is like it's a stamp. It fits in an envelope. It's a stamp. It's okay, but. Buy Two Way Radios gave me a whole bunch of these things and said, hey, give them away on the show. Now, the other day, the COO of the company walked in and said, how would you like this? And he set, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but he set this down on the floor in my office and he said, can you use one of these? And I said, yeah, sure, why not? And he says, you know what? Why don't you give it away on your show? And I thought, that's an even better idea. So I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. I'm saving it. But I'll tell you what, this summer, before the end of the summer, we're going to give it away. It's really nice. It's really cool. I think you'll like it. I'm not going to give it away what it is. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to give this away on the show. I think that would be a really, really cool gift to give away. So... I'll have to come up with something really cool to, some kind of a contest, some kind of cool contest to give this away because it's a neat prize. I got to come up with something really cool. Maybe a trivia contest or something. We got to try that. Maybe a real big trivia contest, like, I don't know, Jeopardy style or something like that. Family Feud style or something. I don't know. But that would be kind of fun because I really would like to give it away. So, I want to thank Anthony, by the way, for giving me that idea, for contributing that item, and also the owners at By Two Way Radios. Here's to all of you. And let me tell you something. They're great folks over there at By Two Way Radios. And we have some exciting products coming out soon. I can't talk about those either, but some really, really cool radios and radio products coming out very soon that we're looking forward to announcing. And I'll let you know about those as time goes on. Really good stuff. Taz says, oh, okay, wait a minute. Taz says, Star Wars joke I like is, what is the... I've got to do this right. Taz says, Star Wars joke I like is, what is the interior temperature of a Tauntaun? Lukewarm.
Oh, you lucky boy!
Actually, that was pretty good. Actually, that was good. You get a rim shot for that. That was good, Taz. What is interior temperature? Oh, a Tauntaun. Lukewarm. Okay, for those of you who are not Star Trek fans, who don't know what's going on there, I'm running out of beer. For those of you who don't know, the Tauntaun, this was when they were on the ice planet Hoth, and Luke was, you know, they were fighting the AT-ATs, AT-AT, I don't care what you call them. AT, some people call them AT-AT, some AT-AT, and it doesn't matter. Anyway, so Luke winds up, he winds up outside of this thing, and he got picked up by... Oh, he got captured, I think, and he was stuck out in the cold, and he opens up a Tauntaun. I can't remember exactly how this went. He opened up a Tauntaun, and it wasn't him. He got captured, and then he got rescued. Han rescued him, and he had to use Luke's saber to cut open the belly of a Tauntaun. So he could stuck Luke into it to keep him warm, so he could get him back to the base. Right? Am I correct in that? It's been a while since I've seen episode 5. It was in Empire Strikes. Yeah, it was in episode 5. What's now called episode 5? Star Wars: Empire Strikes Back. That's correct. And so that's how he kept Luke alive. He kept him warm inside the body of this Tauntaun. It was kind of gross. And that was the one time, I think that was the one time that, if I'm not mistaken, somebody can correct me on this, but that was the one time that Han Solo actually used a lightsaber. Am I correct? Yes, I'm correct. Unless I'm not correct. But I'm pretty sure that was the one time that Han used a lightsaber. Yes, Tess says yes. Other than that, he did not. The Force was with him. So Han wasn't really Force sensitive, I guess. I wasn't ready, set up for this. I could have done something with that. Anyway, it's getting later. I'm going on, and it's time for me to close up the stream for tonight. I hate to do this. I hate to go because I'm having such a great time. When I'm with you, I'm having a great time. I have, look, wine, beer, food, shaped like flying saucers. Go back to camera 3 here. Yeah, food shaped like flying saucers. And you. In the chat, it doesn't get any better than this. This is living. This is the life. I'm having a great time. And, of course, my drink with Rick Hat. That's right. Oh, yeah, and this cat. I forgot to change that out, didn't I? Let me see if I can find something else that's a little more apropos. Probably not. Anyway, so I want to say thank you for being here with me tonight. I really appreciate each and every one of you. I don't know how that got there. It's just, it's for the geeks. I'm just messing around now. Okay, I've had too much beer and wine. All right, my final review of the wine. The Medina Gap. This is what we were drinking tonight. Medina Gap, Paso Robles, Cabernet Sauvignon, 2020. It's a California wine. It's okay. I like it. It's pretty decent. It's kind of bold. It's not too bold, but it's kind of bold. It's a medium tannin in this wine, black cherry, some blackberry, a little hint of strawberry, I think, at times. And it is kind of fruit forward, I will say. They said it was fruit forward, and I agree there. It is. Pretty decent wine. I like it. $15.99 is what I paid for it at Total Wine. And it was okay. It was okay. Not a bad cab. I've had a couple of cabs that were better, but I've had a lot of cabs that weren't as good. So it ranks right up there with a pretty decent cab. Here's the thing, though. It is 85% Cabernet. It's 10% Petite Syrah and 5% Petite Verdot, I believe, is what it was, if I remember correctly. And am I correct on that? Yes, 10% Petite Syrah, 5% Petite Verdot, and it's 100% Paso Robles, 85% Cabernet. So that's what that is all about. And the beer is, well, that's the wine. Where's the beer? The beer, Copper. This is the Old Mecklenburg Brewery, also known as OMB here in Charlotte. Copper. This is pretty good. Graham cracker taste. That I couldn't pick that out, and I thought it tastes a little bit oaky, but I was thinking wine-wise. But yeah, graham cracker is what I was getting there, like a pie crust kind of a taste. And it was pretty good. This is a nice ale, what they call an alt beer. So I like it. I like it a lot, and I think I've pretty much finished it up, most of it. Look at that. Yeah. And it went great. Actually, all of this food went... all of this wine. All right, I've had too much now. All of this, the wine and the beer, went great with that meatball. The meatball. Yes. And my wife, she still will not reveal the secret ingredients in that meatball, meat sauce, her secret sauce. But she has told me that she is writing it all down in a cookbook. She's writing a cookbook. And as soon as we publish that cookbook, it will be available along with a lot of these other recipes that we have tried here on the show in the past at Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. Also, it went, I didn't try the beer with the, it'd probably go pretty good with the pierogies, but I tried the wine with the pierogies and, of course, the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, and it went great with all of that. It was just all around pretty good. I think this wine goes great with steaks, and as I think it was Photoray or Taz or X86. One, somebody suggested that caps generally go well as sort of a marinade for steaks, and I would agree with this one. I think this would go great with a steak anyway, to have it with a steak. But I would say steaks, I don't know if I'd serve it by itself. It would probably be okay at a party. And I think the guys there at the Medina Gap, I think from what they said on the back of it, I think they said it would be a good party wine. I read somewhere that it might be a good party wine. I don't remember if it was on the back here or not. But I don't know that I would serve it by itself, but it would go great with some food, some steaks, maybe some pasta. Overall, I think it's not bad. So, yeah, it's decent wine. And X86 says, great show, Rick. Incredible UFO, Rick's wife. Yes, thank you. Once again, Chi, this is for you. If I can find it where it went, here it is. My class goes for my lovely wife, Chi. I did want to drop a couple more jokes if we could. Photoroy says, the meteor ball. Meteor, yeah. Actually, that really works, doesn't it? And the meteor ball on top of the... I ate the meteor ball. I did. Now I can't find the camera three. Yeah, the meteor ball on top of the UFO. That's what took down the UFO, okay? And we're making up a big story about it. That's what took down the UFO. It's got hit with a meteor ball. It got hit with a meteor ball. Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah. Well, anyway, so... Well, this show's gone on too long, hasn't it? All right, it's time to close it up. All right, I want to, you know, before we do, though, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. I want to thank everyone who joined me on Facebook. And we're not in the chat, but join me on Facebook anyway. I want to thank everyone who joined me on YouTube and on Odyssey and everyone who joined me on Twitch. And I want to especially make a give a shout out to PhotoRay and Taz Cools and let's see who else, X86 and everybody else who joined in and people who are watching because we had folks watching in the chat but did not jump into it. But anyway, thanks for being here because there's no obligation to do that. It's fine. I love it when you're in the chat. It's more, the more the merrier, but yeah, there's no obligation to do that. It's fine. If you're watching passively, it's great. A lot of people do, and it's cool. As long as you're watching with me. All right. I want to thank everybody for being here tonight because I do appreciate each and every one of you. I really do. And, wow, I wish I had more surprises to give out tonight, but I really don't. we'll work up that contest here in the next few weeks. Anyway, keep watching the blog, the drinkwithrick.com blog, so you can keep up the latest updates on what's going on. And, of course, that notification that was kind of coy about at the very beginning of the show. I'm going to have more information on that. And for all you geeks out there, I think you'll be interested in what's coming up. Anyway, in the meantime, I have one more celebrity to bring out. First, I need my hat. There we go. All right, one more celebrity to bring out. And oh, he's right there. It's none other than Roadkill Bill. Yes, it is Roadkill Bill, the inimitable, the chewed up, the ratty, well, he's just been torn up and run over and everything else. He says he's Roadkill. He's been through a lot. Someday we're going to give his backstory, but not tonight. Anyway, this is Roadkill Bill, and Roadkill Bill has a special message for everyone here. You know what the message is. Please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend. Preferably a friend you trust. A frenemy and a friend or whatever, as long as you trust them to give them the keys and drive you home safely. Somebody who hasn't been drinking, okay? Don't try to do it yourself. Think of those around you as well as yourself. Please don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive either, because that's also a bad thing. Right, Bill? Yeah, that's right. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week for the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.